This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As Israel celebrates the 50th anniversary of a unified Jerusalem, the fellowship sat down with Yifat Bardash, a seventh-generation Jerusalemite, to talk about her family's ties to God's holy city. Today, Yifat talks about the beginning of the Six-Day War in 1967.
The independent war officially never ended. So we're talking now about 20 years of fears what will happen. Mm-hmm. It's a very fragile state that had to accept all the Jews that came from the Arab countries, from Morocco, from Algeria, from Lebanon, Syria. All these Jews came to Israel. So there were a lot of tents. And when the government decided to take action and to start the war, they didn't have choice. It's not that they wanted this war. Day one, we wanted peace here. But when they saw that if they won't start the war will surprise them, so they sent our aircraft to bomb the Egyptian planes. This was the beginning of the war. They right. had to win.
Right.
Nobody thought about the option of not winning because this would be the end. It's always, when we go to war, it's always in order to live because we don't have other option. If they destroy the state of Israel, we have nowhere to go. That's it. So when we go to a war, we go to win, because we have no other choice.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Discover more about the biblical and historical significance of Jerusalem with our free study, God's Eternal City, celebrating 50 years of a unified Jerusalem at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.